Super Yacht Radio, making you feel good all day long.
And welcome back to Super Yacht Radio. I have the pleasure of rounding up guests for Super Yacht Foodie, the platform that's marketing platform for bringing unusual and unique foods from around the world to the super yacht market. And this wonderful series, I have the pleasure of talking about bees and honey, which just makes me smile. I would like to welcome Matt Olofsson, who is part of the Swedish Bee Company. Matt, lovely to meet you.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Wonderful. I'm actually going to go a little bit to the side because before we came on air, you were telling me the interesting story of being at a honey sensory conference, which I think just accredits you before we even begin into your expertise of what you do.
Yes, I'm in Bologna, Italy this week on a honey sensory training. So we're a lot of high passionate honey interested people participating. I think we are like 14 different nationalities from all the world. And we are here to learn more about the different types of honey that exists and how you can determine them from the taste or from the different aromas. And also from, you can actually by tasting and looking at the honey define, however, it's a high quality honey or maybe not that high quality. So you use yourself, your senses as an instrument in this case, actually.
Yeah. Very similar, as we were saying, a bit to a wine sommelier, understanding all the senses of smell, taste, color that's involved in wine. It's a very similar experience with honey as well.
Yes, it is. And after this, it will be a service as well to customers, consumers. When you have gone through such a training, you can offer really different types of honey in a more deep way, explain the different tastes you should expect to find out there.
Can I ask you, Mats, because it seems that beekeeping or bees was sort of the passion that started your company, which is called the Swedish Bee Company. That's kind of where I believe you began the process of discovering the wonderful world of honey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I started several years back. I for some reason, I got the idea that I wanted a beehive in my backyard. It should be one, maybe two colonies maximum as a hobby. And then I got really very fascinated about how the bees work together in the colony, that every bee, they have their certain determined tasks, which also change over their lifetime. But they all work together to keep the beehive growing and healthy. And also, of course, fascination about the important role they play in nature when it comes to pollination and things like that. So that's how it started. And from following different trainings in beekeeping and also trainings in how to handle the honey in the best way, I eventually started Swedish Bee Company.
I think it's a really interesting topic. It's certainly one I have seen come up more in the media over the past few years. Some of it is the very sad news of hives collapsing, particularly in America for various different reasons, or for want of a better word, kind of almost a slave trade of bees in things like avocado plants, not surviving very well. But I think we've had a growing awareness of their really important role in sustainability and in not just making honey, but actually creating a whole ecosystem around them. I believe that is part of your ethos as well, is the sustainability that bees bring to our world.
Yes. Well, bees, they provide an ecosystem service, so-called. That's via the pollination that they do that. And what is then an ecosystem service? Well, it's the, as a whole, it's verified benefits to us humans, which is provided by nature, the natural environment. And some of these things that we get from ecosystem services, of course, the pollination of crops, and then we get clean air, clean water, and also human mental and physical well-being. And well, we depend very much on this. It would be a much more boring world to live in if we didn't have it, and we would have great difficulties. At the same time, we just take it for granted. So by keeping bees, we in our company is part of the ecosystem service. Because when the bees collect the nectar, they pollinate flowers, and then we get more and better developed fruits and berries, which gives more food, not only to humans, but also to wild birds and animals. And those wild birds and animals, they spread the plant seed over the land, and more plants will grow again. So more pollination, more food, more greenery. And of course, more greenery also will bind CO2. So it's all connected.
Yeah.
So when you buy a bottle of honey, you actually buy a bottle of pollination, and you contribute to the ecosystem service. It's all connected, and that is very fascinating, I think.
It is. And the way you have set up your company is it almost seems like a cooperation of beekeepers in very select areas in southern Sweden, where you kind of work with them to create actually not just one type of honey, but various different blends of honey. Can you tell us how that works?
Yeah, well, the idea is to offer different types of Swedish honey to consumers, and give interested people possibility to experience the different tastes and richness from the Swedish nature, and also let them rest assured that this is a totally natural, high-quality honey. And it's important then to me and to those beekeepers that we work together with that it is done by the book. We don't take any shortcuts. So those beekeepers who are carefully selected, those are known to us since many years. We know that they have the same philosophy. We know that they take good care of the bees. They have the correct equipment when they extract and handle the honey. So everything is as it should be. And they let it take time, let the bees do their job to get it really. So at the moment, it's southern Sweden, but in the future, the aim is to increase the possibility to get honeys from other parts of Sweden as well. So Sweden is a very, very long country from north to south. And in the summer, it's sun all day around in the very north of Sweden. So maybe you can get some midnight sun honey as well.
Oh, wonderful. And you offer both organic and non-organic. Can you explain to people what the difference or how you verify that with bees? Because it's not quite the same as crops that we're used to.
Yeah. To be called organic in your beekeeping, you need to be certified, which means that you need to follow certain rules that are stipulated, and you're audited every year.
Okay. So you have to show where the bees were picking up their pollen and nectar.
Yes, you can't place the bees just next to a field where insecticides are used, or next to a highway, for instance. It has to be a clean area, and you need to describe to the auditor where you have your beehive, so that they know that they are not placed in the wrong places. Okay. Then once in every year, the beekeeper wants to replace the beeswax in the beehives. Of course, the bees build the wax themselves, but you help them by foundation of beeswax. That beeswax needs to be organic certified as well. Yes, and to get that, the problem can be that in non-organic beekeeping, when treating against pests, the beekeeper can use different methods. Some of those methods are inorganic, and they can actually collect in the wax. So because of that, in organic beekeeping, you can only use organic methods, which then are not collecting any wax in and anyway, it's totally natural methods. So that is, I say, two of the big components in the organic beekeeping, that you place them in certain places where the order to know that it's a good environment and that you use this organic certified wax as well.
Right. And you also, your honey, from what I can see, is kind of a creamy honey. So for our listeners, what would be the difference between creamy and clear honey? Is it essentially the same, just mixed
well,
up?
Well, the difference is because of the nectar that the bees collect. The ratio between fructose and glucose in the nectar. The more fructose, the longer the honey will stay liquid. So yeah, when it's fresh from the beehive, all honey is liquid. And then depending on this relation between those different sugars, it can go in a few days or it can take years before it crystallizes. But eventually all honey will crystallize.
Crystallize.
And yeah, and honey from Northern Europe always crystallize in a few months maximum. Mm-hmm. It will not stay liquid. So that is, it's a totally natural process. And if you try to, there are of course methods to keeping the honey liquid longer, but then you force the honey in some way, unnatural way.
Because that's also one of your very big principles, is the purity of your honey, that this is straight from nature. And I think for most people, we've seen the conventional jars of honey, we've watched the bee movie, but there's a huge difference in my understanding from what you conventionally buy in the supermarket to really having a natural pure honey that has been taken straight from hive and bottled, essentially.
Yes. Well, I usually say that honey is a totally natural product straight from the nature. You can eat it straight from the nature if you want. You can go into the beehive and take a bite. You don't need to process anything. Then, of course, to make it easier for to eat, you may want to have it in a bottle. So that is the process that you may need to do. That part of the process we do as gentle as possible without any heating, because we want to keep all the natural flavors and aromas and the wholesome ingredients in the honey. There are other ways of doing it. Of course, you can blend different types of honey and process the honey, heat it up, cool it down many times before it ends up in a bottle in the supermarket. So when you do all this processing, of course, you lose many of the natural aromas.
And I'd also imagine it also changes. I mean, one thing we would have is, getting local honey, which is really good for helping boost your immune system, helping manage allergies. There's a lot of nutritional benefits to honey other than just being delicious on your toast.
Yes.
So I'd imagine pasteurization, so to speak, or heating might also change some of the nutritional benefits.
Yes. Well, the natural temperature inside the bee colony is around 35 centigrade. So if you heat it up far above that, you will lose many of the wholesome ingredients very quickly. And it will be mainly a sweetener in the end.
Right.
So, the thing with honey, and as we learn, especially now, this honey sensory class, there are so many different tastes and flavors and aromas. So it's like endless. And even if you have bees placed in the same place year after year, it will never be the same anyway. Even though they have the same flowers around, it will still be some differences because the flowers, they bloom in a different place.
Where there's more of a certain type than another, which would change it.
Yes. So you can get honey, which is almost like natural liquid, white, with just a a weak taste until a honey that is very, very dark, actually a rich, rich taste, and even is bitter in the end with no sweetness at all. So it's extremely high diversity of different honeys. And that is one of the interesting parts in this. If you're interested in food and different tastes, this is something you should experience.
I look forward to the experience. And the other product you also offer is bee pollen, which I didn't know very much about, but it really packs a punch for nutrition. I mean, there's immunity, there's antioxidants, it's an anti-inflammatory. It's quite a, there's a lot in a spoonful of bee pollen.
Yes, it is. Yeah, as you said, there are so many things in it. You should use it. It's not a taste component, actually, in your food. It's more like a natural food supplement. You can spread it over your yogurt or have it in a smoothie or things like that. It's very high in protein and vitamins, antioxidants. Yeah, you don't need very much. You can eat it as it is fresh, but then it has to be in the freezer. Nice. So oftenly when it's offered to a market, it's dried bee pollen. So when we collect this, which we do just a few weeks every summer, we go to the bee yard every year, every evening to collect from the pollen traps because it should not stay there, then it would collect. Oh, okay. So we bring it home every evening directly into the freezer and then later on into the dryer.
Okay.
To get the, you need to get the humidity down as well. Yeah, so it's a bit of a job to get it done, but it's important as well to get it right.
Well, I dearly hope I get a chance to taste some of this wonderful. It is really what it says on the jar. It's Swedish honey from the Swedish Bee Company. And you are offering on the Supiopfili platform both the honey and the bee pollen, I'm correct in saying?
Yeah, well, we have gone for the honey this far, but we can also start with bee pollen future-wise.
Fantastic.
Bee pollen is a bit more complicated product. Some years you get a big good harvest, the next year you don't get that much. But at the moment, it's the honey we have there. And the brand we use for this, our brand is the Honey of Sweden.
Ah, I knew it was as it is in the jar, but I'm thinking Swedish honey, but you're right. It's the Honey of Sweden and it's the Swedish Bee Company.
Swedish Bee Company with the Honey of Sweden.
Wonderful. Well, Mats, thank you so much for joining us today. It was a pleasure to find a bit more about one of everybody's favorite sweet source and all the benefits that are in it.
You are listening to Super Yacht Radio.
Does provisioning make you moody? Well, look no further than Super Yacht Foodie. We source and test the finest food and drink, so when you order, you don't have to think. Check out the Super Yacht Foodie Instagram feed if gourmet inspiration is what you need. We don't sell the products directly to you. We work with all the provisioners you already knew. Contact your favorite provisioner or agent if you want the finest ingredients sent. We will connect you with the suppliers directly who will fulfill your orders 100% correctly. Email info@superyachtfoodie.com if you want to know where the best ingredients are from. Follow Super Yacht Foodie on Insta and Facebook and tag us to share the exquisite meals you cook. Super Yacht Foodie, rediscover your passion for provisioning.
This is Super Yacht Radio.